From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Death rates associated with cancer are falling nationwide, but they remain high in rural areas. Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the urban-rural disparity in cancer death rates is twofold. One, the rural population tends to be older and more likely to smoke, increasing the risk of developing cancer. And two, many rural areas lack the hospitals, insurance networks, and oncology clinics needed to prevent and treat cancers. Lisa Richardson is with the CDC.
Where you live really does determine what you have available to you and, you know, how well your outcomes are once you get cancer.
The types of cancer prevalent in rural patients tend to be the most preventable with early screening. But Richardson says that's not always accessible. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
Two police officers from the St. Louis County town of Woodson Terrace are recovering after suffering minor injuries when their squad cars were allegedly rammed. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says the officers yesterday night pulled over a driver as part of an investigation. One police car was in front of the suspect vehicle and one behind it. The patrol says the driver began ramming both police cars and both officers and the suspect were treated at a hospital for minor injuries. Police are investigating whether the suspect was intoxicated, and the suspect's name has not been released. Thousands of customers of an internet and television company have experienced service interruptions in three states after two large fiber optic cables were accidentally cut. Mediacom spokesperson Phyllis Peters tells the Columbia, Missourian that customers in Georgia, Illinois, and Missouri experienced service issues after a road crew mower severed a cable Thursday near Fitzgerald, Georgia. A construction crew severed another cable just over a half hour later near Carrollton, Missouri. Peters says the Missouri cut has caused interrupted video service for about 140,000 customers living in-state and in Illinois, as well as internet troubles for an unknown number. Peter says it's unusual for Mediacom to experience two big cable cuts the same day. A former FBI agent and federal prosecutor may be the next U.S. attorney for Eastern Missouri. The White House today announced its intent to nominate Jeffrey B. Jensen to lead the U.S. Attorney's Office in St. Louis. He's among six names announced in the latest wave to fill U.S. attorney posts. The others announced today include two in Iowa, two in Indiana, and one in North Carolina. Jensen would replace Richard Callahan, who served under Democratic President Barack Obama. Jensen worked as a certified public accountant before joining the FBI in 1989. He spent 10 years with the Bureau before working in the U.S. Attorney's Office from 1999 to 2009. He has been in private practice ever since. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.